right, guys, welcome to another song title challenge where the question is, climbers, how would you write this one? We have listeners of this podcast that we fondly refer to as climbers send in their song titles. Send in as many as you want. Just don't send me duplicates, okay? But send in as many as you want to info@daredevilproduction.com. Production is singular. There is no S. info@daredevilproduction.com and put song title challenge or STC in the subject line so it gets into the right folder. If you don't, it won't. And then I just go through all the different emails. I pick out a title that jumps out at me and I spring it live on the podcast here. We're actually recording, but it's live to tape, I guess, to Brent and to our guest. And then we cook up five or six different conceptual angles on how to write the lyric. This is a fun creative exercise. It's not a co-write in any way, shape, or form. Use all of what we say. Use none of what we say. The only thing we do demand is an invite to the number one party. And we say that, and it feels like in the beginning it was kind of like tongue-in-cheek, but dang it, man, there's been a lot of people been cutting demos on songs that came from this stuff, and at some point one of them's going to get cut, man, and it's going to get on the radio, and you know, by George, we are going to be at a number one party, so that's there cool. So today our guest is someone I'm proud and honored to call a friend, and this gentleman here was formerly the music editor from the TV show Everybody Loves Raymond, executive music producer and composer for a feature film, Forever My Girl, which featured many different tracks from artists like Lauren Elena, Josh Turner, Mickey Guyton, Travis Tritt, Philip Sweet from Little Big Town. He co-wrote I'm Invincible for Cassidy Pope, which if you didn't hear it on the radio, you probably saw it on American Idol. And gosh, we go pretty far back. I think we've recorded maybe five or six records together. Please welcome to the show, Mr. Brett Boyette. Brett, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. And by the way, also one of the three brains behind the Nash Villains that you've heard me talk so fondly about many different times
many
on the
times.
Show. That's with Scott Lindsay and with Troy.
Wait, have you had Scott on here already?
What's that?
You guys had Scott on here too?
No, we haven't yet.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Yeah.
So we had Chris Lindsay on, and I texted Scott because I got the wrong Lindsay in my phone. And I texted him like, hey, I'm going to send you out a thing. And Scott freaked out. I was like, dude, I'm moving right now. I didn't know anything about this. I'm just like, oh shit, wrong Lindsay. Sorry. My bad. So here we go, guys. This title, Brent, you want to add anything to that, Brent?
Yeah. First of all, Brent, thanks for doing this. This is going to be fun, unless you're just no fun.
Yes, thank you for saying yes.
And yes, thank you for saying yes. And yeah, this is just all conceptual stuff, man. It doesn't matter genre, you know, style of music. It's completely wide open on, you know, we're just brainstorming and the world is, you know, our buffet. So
cool. Yeah. I'm going to try to not be confused between Brett and Brent. This whole thing, I'm still good to go.
So I guess we just put a disclaimer out there for myself personally. I probably screw up both the names a couple different times. So,
well, just go by initials. Just BB. I'll be BB, and you can be BB.
That still doesn't work, man. It still doesn't work. All right. So this comes from climber Dennis DeVilbiss. So thank you for sending this in, Dennis. And the title is Blue Collar Dues. Blue Collar Dues. D-U-E-S. Blue Collar Dues.
All right, let me write this down.
So I got a hot take on this while you guys are writing this down.
Yes, installing.
On the surface, it seems pretty specific, you know? Mm-hmm. But when I've said that before through this process, all of a sudden a lot of branches come up that tree trunk that are really, really interesting. Mm-hmm. And even for Brett, there was one time we've had a couple of titles that were I guess on paper, they just look bland. They just look like, wah, wah. And then after kind of going through this, it turns into some really cool freaking concept. If you kind of think about like the dance on a hook book, you're like, well, whatever. And then all of a sudden, you know, Tony Arata walks in the room. You're like, oh, damn, man.
Yeah. Right.
So this one seems specific. Mm-hmm. So let's see what we can, but I definitely, you know, I feel like be a country thing because just the blue collar thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. Dennis, thanks for sending this in, buddy. I appreciate it. I mean, my first take on it is, yeah, I like the title. It definitely feels kind of like a country thing. I like the inner rhyme with blue and dues, you know, so blue collar dues. It just has a nice kind of sound to it. You know, it chews well in the mouth. And of course, with an ooh rhyme, that's setting up nicely for your rhymes in your song. So I think there's stuff you can work with. And I'll start riffing and then Brett, you can jump on in, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, a couple things I think of. Yeah. First, a country thing feels like the kind of the low hanging fruit. I also think of that Blue Collar Man by Styx. Yeah. I don't know if y'all remember that one. So that's more of a rock thing, you know, give me a job, give me security, you know? Yeah. So it could be even a rock version of that, but it seems like, yeah, I've been paying my blue collar dues. Like I've been getting up, you know, steel toed shoes, whatever, dawn to dusk, or, you know, paying my blue collar dues. It seems like almost like a Neo Aaron Tippin, you know, he had a workman's PhD, very blue collar. Like that was his lane. It seems like that would be a pretty direct approach to it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know when I should chime in here.
Whenever you want, early and often, buddy.
There you go.
When I first heard it, you know, I was thinking of like the bar is set as because you know it's cool to be blue collar, and what things you know would you have to achieve to become blue collar? Like you would have to, you know, you'd have to be a hardworking man. You'd have to be your best friend at the, you would have to meet at the same local bar. You'd know the bartender's name. You know, the preacher would know your mama, you know, those are kind of the things that are, like very country kind of approach. But those to me are like, you have to have achieved all these things to pay your blue collar dudes.
Oh, what if it's like, I love that. What if it's kind of set up like, if the preacher don't know your mama, if you ain't got dirt on your under your nails, if you ain't got dirt, you ain't paid your blue collar dues. Like almost cool. Like if you ain't done this stuff, you ain't paid your blue collar dues.
That's good.
You
ain't paid your blue collar dues. I like that.
You know, yeah, you can talk the talk, whatever, but until you walk the walk, you know, you're just a boy in a ball cap.
lived on a dirt road, if you ain't ever driven a tractor, you know, and worked a field, you know, you ain't paid your blue collar dues.
Yeah.
Minimum wage. I mean, whatever, you know?
Yeah. If you haven't ever needed that check, you know,
on that note, could this song like sort of be, you know, like an OG talking to a country snowflake?
Exactly. Yeah.
You think you're blue collar, but let me tell you, you're just a grasshopper.
It could be a little bit of that. Yeah. Like the OG talking to the kind of the privileged country boy. He's like, oh, I see you rolling up. Who paid for that King Cab? Your daddy? Right. You know, like you might pay your blue collar dues.
Yeah. You may have a nice new pickup truck, but I know how to work on that pickup truck.
Oh,
yeah. You know,
it's like you want your country boy cred, but you ain't paid your blue collar dues. Like almost like, you know, like the people that want to affect
the line
that
right there.
Yeah.
Country boy cred, blue collar dues. That just happened. You're welcome, Mr. DeVilbiss.
So that could be fun. Like, you know, it's got a little bit of that. Maybe people that roll into Nashville, you know, that like I'm a country guy now, you know, got the fresh mullet since those are back and
fresh mullet.
Yeah. All that stuff, but it's like, yeah, but you know, you had a good growing up. You had it pretty easy. You know, you've been kind of provided for. You might have your, you know, you want your country cred or whatever, but
you haven't paid your
blue collar dues.
If your hands don't hurt at the end of the night, you know, and you ain't got calluses on your fingers, bleeding cow or whatever, you know, you ain't blue collar dues.
Yeah, and so I'm thinking of like, kind of like a Luke Combs or like one of those very blue collar kind of lane artists, you know, how do we turn this into an anthem? Like, is that the verses? And then on the chorus, it flips to like the positive where the guys that have done that, and the girls that have paid their blue collar dues can get their beers up in the air. Like if there's a way to make it like then anthemic, because, you know, almost like the, you know, country boy can't survive. We're the ones raised on shotgun. And, you know, we say grace and we say ma'am. You know, if there's a way to put like, because here's what we do, like positive spin on it in the chorus to make that affirming anthem of like, yeah, because we know because we paid our blue collar dues.
And if you've paid your blue collar dues, let me hear from you, you know?
Yeah. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. This definitely feels like an anthem.
Yeah.
Like a big old stadium anthem for sure. Mm-hmm.
And, for sure, you know, another angle at it too is some politician on TV talking like he understands me, but he ain't paid his blue collar dues. You know, he's fifth generation politician. You know, that sort of thing could be a thing too, to get a little more social commentary, and that could be bipartisan.
Yeah.
You know, you can do one of those where if you don't get into the, you know, policy, everyone can crack on politicians.
Yeah. Well, you got politicians on both sides of the aisle that never, ever had a real job.
Right.
Yeah.
Never, ever written a check to run a business before. Never had to be responsible for their own money.
Right. Well, exactly.
That guy in Washington who's raising my taxes ain't ever paid his blue collar dues.
Yeah, I'm paying his salary, but he ain't paid my blue collar dues. Like, you know, my tax dollars are paying for his salary, but
that could be timely right now.
But the thing is, and always. Yeah. Like, there's always, but yeah, especially right now for sure.
So I like that. Could be like not a political thing, but being held down by the man, you know, in the vein of a country boy can survive. He hadn't paid his blue collar dues, but I damn sure have. And I can go out and disappear into the woods for 6 months, man. And, you know, maybe just sort of talk about survival and maybe metaphorically talking about survival, but feeling like you got to survive today just in society, in civilized society. It feels like freaking survival. Like, you can make a statement like that.
I'm paying my blue collar dues and his salary.
I kind of like something you said though. You said like he ain't paying my blue collar dues.
Yeah.
You know, like he's telling me how to do this and how to live my life, but he ain't paying my blue collar dues. I'm doing that.
It's my life to live kind of thing. And
yeah,
that'd be cool.
So on that, on that angle, it's like taking responsibility for your life.
Yeah.
Right.
In a positive way, you know what I mean? Like, he can do whatever he wants, but he ain't paying my blue collar dues.
Yeah, and that could be a cool thing too, even taking like the politician out of it, of going, you know, the thought of nobody else can pay your blue collar dues. Like, you got to get up and you got to do the work yourself. And there's, so that could be kind of a kick in the pants kind of song. And
only you can earn it.
Only you can earn it, right. And it ain't worth it getting it if you hadn't earned it, right? Yeah. And another thing might be, you know, like we talked about that, if you ain't this, you ain't that, then you ain't paid your blue collar dues. What if it's like, you know, talking to the guy that is paying those dues right now and he's feeling burned out and he's feeling beat down, but like to encourage him, like, hey, if you're getting up before the sun and, you know, you got steel on your toes, all this stuff, lunch pail kind of thing, and you're going to work with your headlights on, hey man, you know, kind of good on you. You're paying your blue collar dues. Like, if there's some way to like be encouraging, like, and you're going to keep this country going, and you're the guys and the girls that we need, you know, more than, and maybe you go a little political, more than these idiots in DC or whatever, you're paying your blue collar dues. Like, keep it up. Way to go. Almost a micro, you know, dirty jobs or, you know, trade kind of thing. Like, not specifically about that, but like kind of an anthem for those people, like encourage, like, yeah, man, you're the salt of the earth.
Well, almost you build like the country. Everything's going to be all right kind of song. You know what I mean? Because we got a lot of people paying their blue collar dues.
Yeah.
The whole economy is largely consumer sentiment and consumer sentiment comes from people feeling good about spending money. As long as they're working, as long as they can make a buck and they've got that sort of attitude, then no matter how bad the country gets, we'll be okay. It could be that kind of an angle too, you know, sort of like a, you know, just put your head down, pay your blue collar dues, and we'll be fine on the other end.
Yeah. And we're talking about like doing country stuff, but also, it could be that country hip hop, like the Big Schmo and Colt Ford and those kind of guys. You could definitely write it in much more of a hip hop kind of thing too, because it definitely makes sense for like some of those Average Joe's artists and that kind of thing too. Several of the angles that we've done, you just present it differently. You write it differently. Instead of like a Luke Combs or Morgan Wallen kind of country boy thing, it becomes like a country rap thing. Just be another way of presenting kind of the same ideas. Blue collar dudes. I'm wondering,
blue collar dudes. Late on your dues.
You're late on your blue collar dues. Get off your butt, get off the couch and go to work.
Well, it also could be like, you know, you wouldn't understand unless you paid your blue collar dues. Like, you wouldn't understand the way that, that this guy feels.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you've got a lyric about how wiped out and tired and this guy is, and, you know, he's looking at I'm just seeing the visual in country songs, you know, like he's looking at the cracks on his hands, and, you know, like, you wouldn't understand unless you paid your blue collar dues.
Yeah.
I can see the video for that already.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's kind of that thing of people looking down and telling you how you should live and what your value should be, that kind of thing. It's like, oh, you just don't have a clue if you haven't paid your blue-collar dues kind of thing. Yeah. That could be cool, too.
Oh, and there's the line. You don't have a clue. You haven't paid your blue – unless you paid your blue-collar dues.
Yeah. And I also think red, white, and blue-collar dues. Is there a thing there that, you know, adds a little bit more of the patriotism – To the angle. Can just be blue collar dues, which is a good title, but red, white, and blue collar dues. Huh. Okay.
Well, red, white, and blue. I like that a lot, because that's like, you know, everybody. Everybody pays dues.
Yeah.
In one way or another, they pay dues. You know, the white collar guy could be the guy who had to go to school for, you know, 15 years to get to achieve and work his ass off to get to achieve where he's at. So, it's everybody doing whatever they have to do to achieve to pay their dues, to achieve where they're getting.
Yeah. So that could be cool. Yeah. It's and saying like, you know, America was built on hard work and that kind of thing. That should be what unites us, is all building something together. So it's a red, white, and blue collar dues could be cool. I wonder if there's a way to like break us out of the like this more kind of country box that we're in. Well, I think this title really lends itself well to like, what else could it be? Like, you know, what other genre could you pull that into and make it something really interesting?
It is kind of hard to pull that title into another genre
I agree. That's why I'm having trouble, but I always try to see if there is, other than like we talked about Styx, you know, like a classic rock kind of thing, you know, throwback thing that could handle that sort of lyric, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. Definitely don't hear it being anything that's what's going on in pop right now. Or
how about this? I mean, it probably just still sounds country, but dang it, I just had the idea. So what if it's a comment, like a societal type thing where, you know, more and more we seem to be heading for, and this is, by the way, this has never not happened in the history of civilization, you know, sorry for the double negative, but every single civilization that has gone into a free market and created an empire, erodes and degrades back into oppression, because as soon as people start figuring out that they can vote themselves
largesse richer, from the public treasury
into largesse, that's what they do, right? And so maybe it could be a song kind of aimed at that, where it's there's no such thing as a free lunch, that kind of angle, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you're always gonna have to pay your blue collar dues. You don't get something for nothing.
Yeah.
And they're not responsible for you and whoever they is, right? Mm-hmm. And so you may want them to be responsible for you, but they're not responsible for you, and nor do they feel like they're responsible for you. Yeah. They're responsible for themselves, and you need to be responsible for yourself, you know?
Yeah, like we all got our own blue-collar dues to pay.
You know, it's also kind of interesting. I was thinking about you talking to, I just picture talking to some very wealthy Elon Musk type person, you know, someone along the line paid their blue collar dues for you.
Oh, Yeah.
Blue collar dudes for you. Oh, that's good, dude.
That's interesting.
Someone along the line did that so you could have the opportunity, whether it be a grandfather, great grandfather, or because someone started at the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because most,
yeah,
you know, even intergenerational wealth, a lot of that came from the seed was blue collar. Like, no family started off wealthy unless there's some. Aristotle, you know, something way back, really random.
It's the American dream. It's a song about the American dream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even if it's somebody that worked their ass off to send you to school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't that company, but maybe they sent you to school. Maybe they sent you to medical school. Maybe they sent you to whatever. Somebody, you know, paid their blue collar dues for you.
That's cool. It's like, yeah, you're sitting on a high rise and you're sitting on Wall Street or whatever, but. You know, don't think you're better than anybody else because somebody played those blue collar dudes for you.
That's it right there. That's the angle.
Which
that's
goes back so to good. The anthem of backbone of the country, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, wearing that with pride. Yeah, that's cool. And even if that's that just really, like a.
That's even really if it's awesome. Not the whole song,
if it's a verse, if it's a bridge, if it's a like. But yeah, that's cool. Like, I'm paying mine, but daddy paid his. And. If you're rich and sitting up on a hill somewhere in Wall Street, somebody paid yours for you so you can go to school. So your daddy could go to school.
So your person that sent the title in, so they go write this after
if they
this,
want
right?
to, yeah, they can use any of our suggestions, none of it. Sometimes it's fun because they'll write it and they'll send it to us so we can listen to it or hit me up for coaching things sometimes if they want me to jump in on it or something. So it's fun that we hear some of these sometimes.
And sometimes one listener will just reach out to the person who sent in the title and be like, I know how to write this. Can I write this with you? I don't know you. You don't know me, but I know how to write this song. Will you do this? You know, and we've had that happen a couple times too, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fun too. So making magic happen.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's a cool title. I like that.
Yeah, I love how the so I think the two winners here are Red, White, and Blue Collar Dues, and and the somebody paid Blue Collar Dues for you, you know, because when you said that, Brett, I thought of the Joe Flom story that is in the book The Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell, and Joe Flom, you know who Joe Flom's son is? Jason Flom.
Who's that?
From Atlantic Records, right? Oh, okay. Massively huge A&R guy. He signed he signed Stone Temple Pilots. He signed Twisted Sister. He's huge, huge, huge dude. Well, Joe Flom's story was his parents were immigrants that came off the boat with nothing. Okay, so Jason Flom's grandparents and worked in the textile factories sweating – you know, just grinding it out so that they could send their kids to school. Joe Flom goes to school and becomes a lawyer, right? And gets a law degree and comes out. And so, but he hits the market as a lawyer in the 50s and nobody will hire him because he's Jewish, right? We can't hire you because of your antecedents. And so because of that, he's forced to, like if they say, if you ask Joe, like, what kind of law did you practice back when you started? He's like, whatever came through the door. And what happened was he was taken on, he had to start his own, hang his own shingle, start his own company because he couldn't get hired at any company. Right. And it started doing the kind of law that was frowned upon in the 50s and the 60s, which was corporate takeover law. Corporate takeover was very, very bad societally in the 50s and the 60s. And that's where that term 10,000 hours came from, if you've heard that. Because during those two decades, Joe Flom gets his 10,000 hours. And all of a sudden, in the early 70s, corporate takeover started happening like crazy. And either Joe Flom was your lawyer or he was sitting across the table from you at that kind of a thing. And so he built up, I mean, he might be a billionaire, you know, because somebody paid their blue collar dues for him. You know what that's I mean? Cool. So it's interesting to kind of, you know, that's just could be a song about the American dream, man. I love that.
This moment in music and lawyer history is brought to you by Johnny Dwinnell.
It's such a good story, dude. The more I know. You know. It's like I freaked when I found out it was Jason Flom's dad. You know, I was like, no way. Like, I know that guy. Anyway, I think we got some good looks out of here, man.
That's cool. Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff, Brett. Yeah, and that was good title. Thanks for sending that in.
So, Brett, like, let's plug the Nash Villains and anything else that you want to plug. Like, where can everybody reach the Nash Villains on socials?
Yeah. So we have, our page is nashvillainsband.com. So that's our website. But we're on Facebook. We're on Instagram, YouTube. We have a bunch of stuff on YouTube. We are kind of putting our toe in the water of TikTok. Mm-hmm.
So, good. That,
the three of us don't get it, man. It's like, we're too old, man. We don't understand this shit at all. So, it's fine. We have some reaction videos we're doing to different TikTok stuff that we're doing the next couple days, but we've been doing them. We've taken 3 days to figure out how to do it. I don't understand how to do it. But it's just funny because all of us are just like, why are we watching this? But we can't stop. It's like voyeurism.
Crack. Yeah, you can't stop going down that road. It really is like voyeurism. That's really like safe, socially acceptable voyeurism. How to be a socially acceptable peeping Tom. That's ridiculous. Exactly. So I have to talk. What's the name of the album? I mean, I know all the songs, but
sure. The album's called Tumbling Down. And it's actually a country concept album. And I wanted to do that because I hadn't heard of anybody doing that. And of course, then Casey Musgraves came out with her country concept album. I was like, really? Like, no one's done it with all these years. And of course, her concept album was awesome because she's great.
Yeah.
But, you know, that was the thing. So the Tumbling Down is the title track, but it is a concept album.
So, that's what I wanted to touch on. So first of all, they created, you know, how many times, Brent, have you and I talked about creating your own lane, right? Your own blue ocean. So like sub-genre wise, this is exactly what the Nash Villains did. They call it dark country. So it's like a mixture of Dark Side of the Moon and country, right? And so there's lots of space in there, lots of sort of heavy themes. It's like a movie, man. It's like the starting from the beginning and going, like all those songs, they all play into one another. And it's this whole concept thing about a character. I mean, just briefly, the story, what's the overview on that?
Yeah. So the concept is basically, it's overall about just making like one bad decision in your life that affects the rest of your life, like a ripple effect. Hmm. So basically the beginning of this is our character gets caught up in a bad situation and things go wrong and it haunts him throughout his life. And he, you know, there's a lot he's dealing with, like Tumbling Down, our song Tumbling Down is him dealing with the guilt of what he was a part of. He's not a bad guy, but he was in association with what happened. And then he meets an amazing girl who changes his life around, and he's hidden this from his past. You know, and then he's like, I've got to tell her. And he tells this girl what he did in the past. He's like, that was then. And she turns him in.
Oh.
So she betrays his trust, turns him in because she's like, that's so terrible. Because people died and that kind of thing. And he's like, and she comes from a very well-to-do family. She's like, I have to tell somebody. So she turns him in and he gets arrested. And there's
Don't tell the ending. I'm going to wait. You have to go listen to this. It's out at streaming everywhere, but you have to like listen. This is like Queensryche's Mind Crime. You can't jump around. You have to start at the beginning and listen all the way through to the end. And you will not believe how that story ends. It's like hair raising. It's awesome. So there you go, guys. All right. Well, send in your titles to info@daredevilproduction.com. And maybe we'll have a hit songwriter here like Brett that comes on and helps us flesh out the ideas. Send more titles in. There you go. This podcast exists because we want you to win. So keep on climbing.
And we'll see you at the top.